This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Wednesday, the U.S. House of Representatives will take up the Senate version of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. Now that it has passed the Senate, it must be approved again by the House before it can make its way to Biden's desk and sign into law. Mexican migration officials on Sunday reportedly shut down a border camp for Central American migrants, sending most of the 800 residents to the United States, regardless of COVID-19 infection status. As of Saturday, 185 of the 1,500 migrants tested positive for the coronavirus at the Brownsville Central Bus Station in Texas. President Joe Biden was sued by 12 states over a climate change-related executive order, saying it has the potential to severely affect states' economies. State attorney generals from Arkansas, Arizona, Indiana, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Utah joined a lawsuit filed by Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
More details were released Monday by the CDC on folks that have been vaccinated. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The CDC says fully vaccinated individuals can take part in small gatherings indoors with others who have been fully vaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says they can do so without face masks or social distancing. Dr. Walensky also saying if someone is fully vaccinated, they can then be around someone who's at low risk regarding coronavirus. Which is big news, according to Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel.
That means grandma can come and visit their grandchildren who, if grandma's vaccinated, if grandma's fully vaccinated, right, and grandchildren are low-risk groups, they can come without a mask and distancing. That wasn't on the table before.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
72 million vaccine doses have been administered, reaching 14.6% of the total U.S. population. USA Radio News.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Republican National Committee has replied to a cease and desist letter from President Trump that demanded that the RNC and other GOP campaign committees stop using his name and likeness in their fundraising materials. RNC lawyer Justin Reamer told Trump's lawyer that it has every right to refer to public figures as it engages core First Amendment protected political speeches. A college football coach says he did nothing wrong, yet he still parted ways from his new job. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
At the University of Kansas, and head football coach Les Miles have agreed to part ways. The move comes following the release of a report alleging inappropriate conduct towards female students during his time at LSU. In a Monday evening statement, Kansas Athletic Director Jeff Long said he was disappointed for the school and everyone involved with the football program. The report released last week detailed an investigation conducted at LSU in 2013. Accusing Miles of inappropriate behavior with female students. Miles has denied any inappropriate relations with the students, saying he was mentoring young women at the school.
Les Miles began his career with Oklahoma State Cowboys, where he coached from 2001 to 2004. Following that, he coached LSU from 2005 to 2016. He was at Kansas since 2019. Former First Lady Michelle Obama will be inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame this year. The National Women's Hall of Fame named Obama as one of the members of its class of 2021, set to be inducted on October 2nd. The organization celebrated Obama as one of the most influential and iconic women of the 21st century. USA Radio News.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Bill Martinez here. Adam Angieski is with us. Yes, the founder of OpenTheBooks.com and author of Operation Drain the Swamp. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing well. I can't say the same for the fiscal health of the country, Bill. When the Senate passes this $1.9 trillion, quote-unquote, coronavirus aid bill, I think we're all in trouble. A national debt north of $30 trillion.
Unbelievable. Well, this represents a tenth of our economy. I like what one writer, how he put it. Joe Biden is saying he's from the government and he's here to help, and we know how that works, right?
Well, yeah, that goes back to the old Reagan saying. I mean, Reagan got a lot of traction with that comment because, you know, people feared government. People feared government in their business. Our founders feared government, and that's why they wrote and set up the American experiment the way they did, with power to we the people. You know, the individual is supposed to be in charge of their own destiny.
How is $1.9 trillion what they're doing here? How can they take credit and even begin to construct some way of, you know, job creation when this is going to put such a burden on the people ultimately, Adam? I mean, this just seems like an oxymoron.
Well, it is. The Committee to Unleash Prosperity, that's Stephen Moore, Larry Kudlow, they feel that this bill is going to cost, on the unemployment benefits alone, 4 to 6 million jobs. So look, this is going to work in reverse against the prosperity of America. You know, the biggest and greatest story of America is the comeback story. And in the first 2 months of January and February, this economy started to roar again. It added a half million jobs in the last 2 months. These were tremendous blows out the door unemployment reports, and now we're throwing an additional $230 billion at the unemployment benefits in this country, which you're going to make more in unemployment than you will on the job in some of these jobs, so you just don't go to work.
Well, and that's the thing. You got two problems. First of all, the economy, is coming back. And for no apparent reason other than agenda and the left, the president cancels the XL pipeline. Thousands of jobs go out the door. Our energy independence is compromised. So that's one thing. The other thing that you mentioned, and this is what business owners are complaining across the country, is that the government is in the way and paying people to stay home. How does that make sense?
Well, and it doesn't. And here's a problem that's on par with the job losses. Okay, so follow me on this, Bill. There's been $630 billion that went out the door on unemployment benefits. There was 40 million people that lost their jobs at the height of the pandemic when, the lockdowns were issued and state governors, shut down their economies. There was real needs out there. So this money was overnight thrown at the states from Congress The states didn't have proper systems. Their systems were old technology. They weren't properly staffed. They didn't have the resources. They hadn't invested in these unemployment systems. For one reason, it's because under the Trump years, unemployment was so low, it wasn't a problem.
Right.
All of a sudden, you have 40 million people thrown at the system. You've got $630 billion. The estimates are running as high as $100 billion
wow.
to the fraudsters, to the con artists, to the crime syndicates, money that's been stolen out of the system. People who had real needs because of government, you know, no accountability, no basic in-house financial accounting controls, $100 billion public fraud. We've never seen a fraud on this scale in this country.
This is incredible, Adam. Have you done an analysis, even as early as it is in the game here, of what kind of projected fraud number we're looking at? I mean, when you have this kind of number, $1.9 trillion, as you say, the fraudsters, you know, they come out like buzzards hanging on the wire, and they see all that, and it's the old saying, you follow the money. I mean, what are we talking in the natural course of business, 10, 15, 20% worth of fraud waste?
Yes. So, and there's on the new $230 billion allocated for unemployment benefits, there's been no upgrade in the system. There's no, there aren't any controls that have been instituted to stop the fraud on an ongoing basis. So you're looking between $20 and $30 billion of additional money being stolen. We've looked at the admitted improper and mistaken payments from the Department of Labor going back to 2004, and they always average between 9 and 11%.
Wow.
So if you just apply that percentage to the total on unemployment benefits, granted, people had real needs. We had to throw money at the system. But without the accounting controls, you have an $80 to $100 billion fraud. People that have received the money that have simply stolen unemployment benefits in this country.
This is disgusting. I mean, and here we are. Even Joe Manchin, he did bring up the fact that there should be some fiscal responsibility. But, of course, that's coming from a Democrat who had some leverage here, but he doesn't have that much leverage to really call it in the full account, does he?
Well, he had leverage. It was his vote that the bill needed to pass. And, look, shame on Joe Manchin. You know, in West Virginia, West Virginia taxpayers, because of the allocation that Nancy Pelosi did on the state and local aid, she put $350 billion of bailout to the states and localities. She did it by changing the allocation.
Mm-hmm.
Normally it's on population. They switched it to unemployment rate. What this did is it caused blue state governors like California and New York to reap an extra $6 billion plus out of this bill.
Wow.
Caused states like Florida to be the big losers. You know, DeSantis has kept Florida open. Florida's done well. It's flourishing. So Florida lost over $2 billion. Interestingly, Joe Manchin's West Virginia lost $1 billion, about $991 million, will not go to West Virginia because of this allocation. It'll go to states like California and New York. Joe Manchin has to be called to account for that with his voters in West Virginia. Their money's going to the coast.
Well, and how about Democrats calling and being called into account outside of Joe Manchin? I mean, this is something that we warned about, Adam, early on, that the blue states were looking for healing.
Well, we also took a look at the 50 richest localities, the 50 richest cities and areas across the country, as determined by the source Bloomberg, and how much money they get on the local bailout portion.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you've got Beverly Hills, California, zip code 90210, getting $6.3 million out of this bill. You know, every elite and wealthy person in New York City, they fled to places like Greenwich, Connecticut, to get out of New York City because it's dangerous. Greenwich is getting $21 million out of this bill. Nantucket in Massachusetts is getting $8 million out of this bill. Down in Florida, the vacation destination, it's beautiful. Key West, $10.1 million. You've got places in California, like the number one most wealthy place in the country, Atherton, California. The average income is north of $500,000 a year. They're getting $1.5 million out of this bill.
Wow. This is incredible. Adam Andrzejewski is with us, founder of Open the Books. We're taking a look at that $1.9 trillion stimulus bill. Stay with us. We've got more after this.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a recent survey from Bank of America, one in three Americans say their financial goal for the first half of 2021 is to increase their savings. To be an effective saver, it's important to form habits that make savings simple and automatic. Chris Wong, Senior Vice President, Consumer Savings Executive at Bank of America.
With many Americans looking to save more this year, it's important to review your spending habits, create a budget, and set goals. Making a commitment to saving even just a small amount each month can help put you on a path to financial success, and there are many easy-to-use tools that can help make saving simple.
Using Bank of America's Keep the Change program, you can build your savings automatically by rounding up each purchase to the nearest dollar, turning spare change into savings. It's an easy way to make spending part of your savings plan. To learn more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Adam Andrzejewski continues with us, the founder of Open the Books. And, boy, I'll tell you, if you haven't thrown your radio across the room already, get ready. There is even more in this $1.9 trillion stimulus pig fest, as Adam has referred to it. Adam, this is disgusting. I mean, the very thing that we knew was going to happen, and this is what the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi, you know, they think by nothing up their sleeve. cave. You know, you got to pass it to find what's in it. They always find a way of healing democratic states that have been, you know, run incompetently. And it's we the people that are carrying the day. And it's not only just we the people. It's we our children and we our grandchildren.
Well, that's exactly right. And look, nothing burns me more than taking my hard-earned tax dollar, borrowing it for the future of my children's future and grandchildren's future, and sending it into New York City.
Right.
Bill, in this legislation, we determined $4.3 billion is going to New York City. That outranks the direct payments out of this bill to 25 state governments into New York City, Chicago. Look, we're based in Illinois. Mm-hmm. It is the Super Bowl of corruption. And open the books. We opened the books, and when we opened the bill and looked at the amount of money flowing to the city of Chicago is junk bond status. There's over $2 billion going to the city of Chicago. That outranks the amount of money going to 12 state capitals.
Is this purely political payoffs, Adam? I mean, you know, they say it's all about job creation and support and that sort of thing. But, you know, you've already spelled out what they've done is they've taken people out of the job market. Once again, this is the same type of thing that didn't work under the Obama administration. And, of course, we saw clearly what happened. I mean, we were entering into a malaise. People were depressed. They weren't happy. They weren't working. Donald Trump comes in the scene, opens up the gate, gets the regulations out of the way, and people are happier than ever. Unemployment all-time low. And but I guess, you know, the Democrats, I guess maybe that's just too simplistic for them, that people should be working for a living and should be happy.
Well, look, it's even more insidious than that. They wrote new perks for federal workers only, not for you and I, but for federal workers into this bill. So already the 20 largest federal agencies, if you crunch the data that we post at OpenTheBooks.com on the federal workforce, the average cash compensation of a federal worker exceeds $100,000 in the 78 largest agencies. Furthermore, if you're 3 years on the job, you get 43 days of paid time off. That's holidays, vacation days, and sick days. So nearly every single week, not quite, but nearly every single week is a four-day week for a federal worker. Okay, here's the deal. There's a new federal perk for the workers, federal workers, in this bill. So, you know, there's individual payments to you and I of $1,400.
Exactly. Right.
Now, as a federal worker, if your child's school isn't open full time, the school could be open hybrid. They're in the school a little bit. They're out of the school. If you're a federal worker, you get payments to stay home. You can take paid time off, $1,400 per week for 15 weeks. You can be paid $21,000 to stay home.
And we get one, we're lucky to get one, and we're begging for that. Adam, we reported on this last time you were on the air with us, and I thought maybe this was going to, you know, they were going to set that aside, but they found a way to, you know, get that in the bill as well, right?
They did, and it's very loose language. There's no age on a child. You know, probably if your child's preschool is not open full-time or their college is not open full-time, you can take the paid-to-stay-home benefit as a federal worker.
This is, you know, this is our money, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the government. As Adam said, it's a pig fest. It is a pig trough that they have set up for themselves at our expense, and the bad news continues, and it's right there in that $1.9 trillion stimulus bill that Joe Manchin said was a great bill for America. How does he make that statement when even his own state is getting penalized?
Exactly. Look, and it's not a great bill for the American school children. Okay, so Joni Ernst, she's the U.S. Senator from Iowa. Mm-hmm. She had an amendment that she tried to amend this COVID pig fest with. And the amendment simply said that if you take K through 12 education, you've got to get your school open full time to teach the kids. In Chicago, they've put $100 million into infrastructure upgrades to virus-proof their schools, and the high schools aren't back. They're barely getting back after a year into the classroom in the city of Chicago. So her amendment, of course, failed. The Democrats wouldn't pass it, right?
Right.
So in 2020, Congress threw $67 billion at the schools to get them ready for the virus. Many of the schools aren't even open. this bill, in one fell swoop, provides $128 billion.
Oh, wow.
The White House admits that 95% of the money will be spent between 2022 and 2028. The
right.
Committee to Unleash Prosperity took a look at this. They found one out of every $3 will be spent after the next presidential election.
Unbelievable. And Adam, even with the earlier money that was earmarked for schools, did they even spend all that yet?
No, there's $10 billion still on the table that's unspent. And look, it's not about the science. Scientific American just came out with a study, and here are the odds of dying from the coronavirus if your age is 5 to 14. So if you're in the elementary school through junior high, your odds of dying from the coronavirus is 1 in 1 million. There's no reason to keep these kids out of school.
Well, the reason they argue is because of the teachers. You know, the teachers are at risk, so they deserve some sort of, you know, likened combat pay.
Well, okay, let's go to the city of Chicago. It's a great microcosm example. Since September, the parochial schools, the Catholic schools have been in the classroom. Here's their assessment. There is no spread attributable to in-person classroom learning out of the Chicago parochial schools who have been there since September. And let me tell you, they don't make a lot of money. If you have a PhD after 30 years in the parochial Catholic schools in the city of Chicago, you make $60,000. You top out the pay scale at $60,000. The Chicago public school teachers, between salary and benefits, we've determined at OpenTheBooks.com, they make $108,000 a year.
Well, this is why school choice is so important, Adam, and we were on the road and getting close to that. And, of course, that went away when the people elected Joe Biden and put the Democrats in control. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, you know, Barack Obama said it very clearly, is elections have consequences. You know, how do you like it now?
Well, we need to do something, and I want to encourage everybody listening to the program, come to our website at OpenTheBooks.com. We've got a petition, and it's called Read the Bill. It's probably a 99% issue. This reconciliation bill, it had more transparency on it over the last 10 days because of the process. But I can tell you, Bill, that after the Senate did their version, now it goes to the House. We need 72 hours to read the final draft. You know, the Senate added 30 pages to this bill.
Exactly.
So we need a 72-hour timeout. Just come to our website. We want to put hundreds of thousands of petition signatures on this. And, you know, this will be the gift that keeps on giving. We need to drive this nonpartisan issue to bring transparency to Congress.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, it was read in the Senate, which was quite unusual that they actually read the bill. They were forced to do that, and good on the Republicans to make that happen, because how many Democrats, or maybe even how many senators, actually read the bill prior to?
Well, that's right, and that did come out of our public policy campaign. We launched this in January. We're having it in effect, and kudos to Ron Johnson out of Wisconsin, who forced a 10-hour reading of the 621-page bill.
Yes, exactly. Well, Adam Angieski from OpenTheBooks.com, that's where you want to go for more information. Also where you want to go to donate, okay? I mean, you talk about putting your money in a place that counts, so especially when we're talking about, you know, budgets and about our future and what our kids and our grandkids are being saddled with. Thank you very much to the U.S. government, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer et al. This is a way to fight back, and it's only the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. You must be activated. So go to OpenTheBooks.com and donate and do exactly what Adam is saying. You need to activate your citizenship. Adam, as always, we appreciate all the insight. You're absolutely brilliant, and we thank you. We thank you more than we can even say because of all that you're doing on our behalf.
Bill, thank you. Thanks for having me on the program.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rate subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Wednesday, the U.S. House of Representatives will take up the Senate version of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. Now that it has passed the Senate, it must be approved again by the House before it can make its way to Biden's desk and sign into law. Mexican migration officials on Sunday reportedly shut down a border camp for Central American migrants, sending most of the 800 residents to the United States, regardless of COVID-19 infection status. As of Saturday, 185 of the 1,500 migrants tested positive for the coronavirus at the Brownsville Central Bus Station in Texas. President Joe Biden was sued by 12 states over a climate change-related executive order, saying it has the potential to severely affect states' economies. State attorney generals from Arkansas, Arizona, Indiana, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Utah joined a lawsuit filed by Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you get to go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there, and we are grateful that you are participating. Hey, by the way, when you go to our website, you're going to find out that yours truly has been invited to participate in a special prayer breakfast. It's the 17th annual prayer breakfast that's going to be taking place in Vero Beach. And our good friends, Dr. Alveda King, Jonathan Kahn, many, many people are going to be there, and it's really an honor to be part of that. And you can check it out and join us virtually. It's going to be a virtual event this year, and we're looking forward to that. So, you know, just heads up, more information right there at the website at BillMartinezShow.com. Jeff Kemp joins us now, former NFL QB, ministry leader, and we're talking relationships this morning. Hey, Jeff, how are we doing, buddy?
We're well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, doing great. So we're moving the sun unit, huh?
Yeah. I'm in the middle of Kansas, and we're on our way from up in the Rocky Mountains to northwest Arkansas to move my son's family closer to our family. So it's good news.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good news. So you and Toto in Kansas, all is good. So thank God. Exactly. Well, I wanted to talk because about relationships. This is a big part of your ministry. I mean, this is core. Jesus said two things are important in the greatest commandment. We love God with all our hearts, mind, and soul, and we love each other as we would want to be loved. I mean, this is just absolutely key. I mean, and Jesus broke it down. I mean, with all, especially to the ruling class of the Jewish leadership at the time that took Ten Commandments and turned them into 10 volumes, Jesus summed it up very succinctly and stopped everybody in their tracks, right?
The 10 volumes with fine print and extra complications that no one could live up to except a lawyer. Well, you know what? God is a God of relationships, Bill. He's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And his relationship with himself is this totally committed, celebratory, unified, constant communication, unity. Mm-hmm. And he made us for a relationship, first with him vertically,
yes,
and secondly for horizontal relationships, the greatest of those mirroring his love for us, marriage, family relationships, and then the relationships of the body of people who believe and put their trust in Jesus, mm-hmm, kind of a different bond. And then our relationships with everyone, because we are God's ambassadors.
Exactly.
If you think about how an ambassador to Portugal or Ireland or Zimbabwe is meant to behave, they are really meant to get to know those other people, understand them, and do the very best job possible of building relationships so mutual interests can be accomplished. So we are to be all about relationships, and Jesus did sum it up. You know, if you love God totally, you'll get God's love. And if you get God's love, you can love imperfect, messed up people like yourself.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You can't give what you don't have. You know, my dad's words always have stayed with me, Jeff, and that is that God never ever gave one person all the good, so to speak, that we could be our own island, you know, like Simon and Garfunkel sang, you know, I am a rock, I am an island. Well, you know, you're a rock and an island all by yourself, but that we need people to complete us, just like in marriage. I mean, it's about the completion of our creation, in a sense. I mean, Jesus is absolutely key, but our relationship with one another, the, you know, as iron sharpens iron, those things, sometimes I find that, sometimes the most difficult people that I run into are the people that I need to pay more attention to, because they are reflecting back to me a part of my character that needs refining. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think it is. And if you think about the fact that we really don't deserve God's complete forgiveness and his acceptance and his love and the eternal life that he's giving, we don't deserve it. It's a gift of grace. And therefore, other people, they may not, quote, deserve great treatment from us, but since God has loved us so much, like that guy in the Bible who had, you know, a $1 trillion debt forgiven.
Right.
But he couldn't forgive a $60 debt to his fellow friend. But we've been loved so much that then we should be able to love others. That's how God shows his love for humanity, through those of us that can love those that are unlovable, because he loved us when we didn't deserve to be loved. So if we stop at accepting love and don't bring it to others, we're missing God's whole point of giving his love to others.
You bring out an excellent point here, Jeff, and I hope the people caught it, is that love that comes from God, that unique agape love, is unqualified, isn't it? I mean, if we start qualifying love, you know, I'll love you when, then we're back into consumerism, aren't we? We're back into quid pro quo.
Yes, and I think maybe it'd be good to define love right now, because there's probably many listeners legitimately thinking, wait a minute, I was abused by my stepfather. Wait a minute, my husband was repeatedly unfaithful to me. Wait a minute, my wife was repeatedly unfaithful to me and left me and the kids. Wait a minute, my boss was so much of a cheater who didn't ever... Okay, those are all truisms, but we're not saying that love is laying down and encouraging people to keep on doing the same thing that hurts them and hurts us or hurts anyone else. That is passivity. God is not a passive God.
Right.
He does say turn the other cheek. He says take, you know, the shirt off your back and give it to someone. If someone is being tough on you and asking you to do a whole lot, go the extra mile. Serve them even more than you think you should. He says those things. But love is doing what is best for another person at the price to yourself. Doing what is best for another person at a price to yourself. Now, that means that if a person is abusing you, that you draw a boundary and you leave that relationship until the healing takes place. I'm not making a case for a divorce, but I'm saying in an abusive situation, a woman or a man separates, finds the counsel, finds the support, says the purpose I'm separating is to protect me from being damaged and protect you from damaging.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get help, we can talk about working on the marriage again.
Yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. That is a tough move, but that is love. Okay? It's not selfish. It's unselfish, but it's also not passive. It's proactive. So love is doing what is best for another person at a price to yourself. And in the political world, we're really not being, you know, directly knifed and jabbed and punched and hurt. Our feelings are being hurt. Our ideology is being let down. So to go out and attack someone, label them, call them mean, that isn't loving, okay? Mm. To debate them, to be an American citizen, to disagree with what they're doing, but not to destroy their character, as many would might do towards
yes.
us,
mm-hmm.
That part of it isn't loving. But to debate them is fair.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So love is doing what's best for another person at a price to yourself. It's kind of like you're investing in the future mm-hmm. to give them God's love.
Well, love allows you to see where the trajectory of this behavior is going and the person and how they're affected. It gives you a lot of empathy. And with that, you can pray for this person. And that's where love comes in, is you're praying for them that their eyes would be opened up to see the glory of God, and that would see and understand what they are doing, that it's not in their best interest. Because as you said, and you referred to that one story about the man that was forgiven so much but yet wouldn't forgive himself, that's the loss. And that's a clear story that Jesus gives us to be an example, isn't it?
It is. And I think it's important to remember that don't just label people for what they are today. Someone, for example, who's opposed to God.
10 seconds left, Jeff. Go ahead.
But yeah, someone who's not yet following God, don't label them as a non-believer. Label them as a pre-believer and pray Amen. For them and love them.
Amen. Jeff Kemp, former NFL quarterback and ministry leader. Thank you, Jeff. Safe travels, buddy.
Thanks, Bill.
That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Like at Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
This is sponsored by IBM. IBM is committing to net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 to further its long-standing work to address the global climate crisis. The company will prioritize actual reductions in its emissions, energy efficiency efforts, and increased clean energy use across the more than 175 countries where it operates. To achieve this goal, IBM will reduce its greenhouse gas emissions 65% by 2025, procure 75% of the electricity it consumes worldwide from renewable sources by 2025, and reach 90% of IBM's electricity coming from renewable sources. Jim Whitehurst, IBM president, says,
"While IBM is advancing our efforts to fight COVID-19, we also know that we can't put the climate emergency on the back burner. That's why we're announcing this pledge to reach net zero emissions in less than a decade. IBM will continue applying our most powerful technologies and expertise to fight the global climate crisis."
For more information, visit IBM.com/environment.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Oh, I love this song. I love the lyric, you know, to encourage us not to lose hope in the midst of what we are seeing that seems so unjust. You know, we can have hope. This is what our faith in God gives us if we will just hang in there. It's maybe just on the other side. You'd be surprised how close it actually is. And if you think not, look at Sam's Corner is a great reminder. And when you go to BillMartinezShow.com, right there are all these great human interest stories of people doing just, you know, human things, you know, love for one another. You know, we're talking with Jeff Kemp about, you know, extending, you know, what does love look like? And if you go through Sam's Corner, you can see time and again. Samantha Mao joins now, the good news girl herself. Hey, Sam, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific and really good that we're talking because we get to talk about some really hopeful things and encouraging things like the story about a UPS driver. He couldn't help himself. I mean, he just emotionally reacted. I mean, he moved to tears after residents on his route. They just so appreciate. I mean, what do we want, you know, Sam? Whatever we're doing, I don't care if you're flipping burgers or just at the checkout window and you offer a smile. We just appreciate acknowledgement for, you know, what we're doing. And here is a UPS driver who's just doing his job every day with a smile and blessing people. And the people decided, hey, look, we're going to bless him back. And they had a thank you party for him, right?
That's right. This is in Dauphin, Pennsylvania, and his name is Chad Turns. And, you know, in small towns, it's like everybody kind of has the same UPS driver, and Chad actually does such an amazing job. I guess he's one of those people, he's made sure, especially throughout the pandemic, you know, delivery drivers have become, you know, basically essential to people's everyday lives.
Without a doubt, sure. I mean, food, you know, supplies, that sort of thing. Yeah, exactly.
Medicine, yeah. Anything that you can think of, you know, these people are bringing it to you. And he's been working, you know, 70-hour weeks, and they said he always does it with a smile on his face. And, you know, so the town kind of started talking about it on a Facebook group, and one of the residents is like, you know what? We need to do something for Chad. He always is making sure, you know, even when it came to, like, one of the residents was giving an example of how thoughtful he was when he was delivering a package that had a picture on the front of what it was. He thought it was a gift for the kids, so he waited till the kids went inside and were home from school so that he could deliver it and it wouldn't ruin the surprise for them.
Oh, wow, very cool, huh?
You know, and, like, he's already so busy. He's got so much on him, and that's just the kind of guy he is. So the residents decide to stay to delivery. So the one who headed it was Jenny Shickley. She organized an event. So Chad comes around the corner and thinking he's doing a delivery when it's really just the whole town waiting to surprise him and tell him.
Delivering him, yeah.
That's right. And they raised $1,000 to give for him as a tip.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's so cool.
You know, it's just, it's really nice to see people, people like Chad be recognized, because I think that people like that just do that because that's who they are. They're good people and they're loving, and they don't do it to get the accolades or anything like that. But I still think it's nice to remind them that it is noticed.
Exactly. And as I said, whether it's a UPS driver, maybe somebody you see at a fast food restaurant offering a smile, you know, going back to what we've always talked about, Sam, is, a, you know, that word aptly spoken. Sometimes it's a word, sometimes a gesture, sometimes a look of encouragement to your fellow humanoid that's traveling through this journey of life in space and time along with you. And God only knows what they're dealing with. You know, we hear a lot about depression these days because of COVID. You know, the weight of, you know, unemployment stories, frustration with our government, relationships, the whole thing. I mean, there's lots of bad news if you want to look for it. But I would also say that we need to be encouragers to others to help them look to the brighter side. You know, like Danny Gokey was singing, you know, you just haven't seen it yet. It's coming. It's there. Because God is faithful. God is who we can trust. And I found time and again, Sam, that, you know, God delivers. I mean, that's why I often say, you know, one of my favorite ideas that comes out of the Word of God is "but God." You know, that's why I tell people I'm a "but God" Christian. They go, "but God? What do you mean, but God Christian?" I said, because you always read about how bad things are until God comes to the middle of it. And when God comes to it, it says, but God, this happens. And it's always wonderful. It's great. It's the answer to prayer. It's redemption. And it's so, so cool time and again. And we need to be encouraged by that and not look at just, you know, the hard times. And it's difficult. There's no doubt about it. It is difficult when you are in the midst of it. I'm not trying to underestimate your pain. I'm acknowledging it and saying, as much as it would count on me, may I be a blessing to you, to help you hang in there to see what is coming. Your redemption draweth nigh. And that is my firm belief, and that has been my experience. I'm not saying that just because of something I've read or heard about. It is something that I've lived out. For example, this teen, boy, this isn't, I mean, this is a teenager doing this. I mean, how insightful. He sets up a fake cosmetic site so women can report domestic violence while pretending to shop. What is all this about?
So I think this is a great idea. This is actually a Polish teenager. Her name's Christina Pasco. She's 18 years old, and, you know, she's always been interested in helping people in human rights, and she's been a leader of her scouting group. And back in April of last year, and, you know, so this was just a short time into the pandemic, she heard about domestic violence rates going up. And, you know, domestic violence is always something that's there, but during the pandemic, people are trapped at home and the stress is higher than normal. People are losing their jobs. And, you know, it's just a volatile situation for certain households. And, you know, the thing about being trapped at home with somebody who is abusive is, how are you going to ask for help?
Exactly.
You know, you can't exactly pick up the phone and call 911 right in front of them. Mm-hmm. And so what she did was she created a Facebook group. It's an imaginary cosmetics company called Chamomile and Pansies. And what they do is they'll ask for, like, if somebody is having an issue, they'll go to this Facebook group and they'll order lotion. And somebody will contact them and say, you know, how long has your skin problem been going on, which is code.
Yes.
For how long has this been going on? And if they order and they give their address, what will happen is somebody will show up to help them. And to date, she's helped over 300 people get out of their situations. And what a unique idea. I just think, you know, That's so, like, insightful of her, and it's a unique, and actually 10% of the people that she's helped, you know, it's not all women, 10% of the people she's helped have been men, which I think is very interesting, and, exactly. You know, because
Abuse goes both ways. I mean, that's the thing.
That's right.
You know, we think it's all just against women, but yes, men are involved in abuse as well. And amazing that you would find men having to resort to some sort of skincare program, a fake cosmetic program, in order to, you know, get some peace in their life. But hey, look at whatever works here, you know?
Right. Well, especially, I mean, I think when you're trapped in that situation and, you know, just because, I don't know. I just think it's a great idea and it's unique. And, That's why she did it, because you don't ever, you can't tell by looking at people by their smiling faces or mm-hmm. their seemingly perfect lives, like what they're going through at home. So I think this is a great, great right. invention, and I hope that it's, you know, something that can be used in different places across the globe.
Exactly. Well, this other story, speaking of the pandemic, involves a woman who, you know, again, necessity, what necessity does in terms of invention. She starts a food pantry in her basement to help others during the pandemic. Tell us about this.
So Rhonda Lee, she's from Jackson County, West Virginia. She decided to start a food pantry in her basement. She was actually laid off herself, but she decided to take between $100 and $200 a week, and she puts it in her pantry in her basement. And she said, you know, there's nobody that she will ever turn down. She doesn't ask. There's, like, she doesn't even ask the details of their situation exactly. It doesn't matter to her. She'll do, she just says, what do you need? We don't tell people no. We'll do everything we can to help. And she was actually inspired by when she lost everything in a flash flood in 1995. You know, there were people in a position to help her, and she's doing something that, you know, this is what keeps society beautiful.
Exactly.
The paying it forward.
Without a doubt. Well, that is awesome. You've got another story, 99-year-old and a high school student form an unlikely friendship. What is this about?
Oh, this is up in British Columbia. There's actually a program for, it's a program to join seniors with young people. Mm-hmm. And Merle McDonald, she's 99 years old, and she was feeling isolated during the pandemic. So Jalen, who's 17 years old, ended up being matched with her based on their common interest in nursing. And now they've formed a special bond. They're supposed to speak for 30 minutes each week, but, you know, their relationship has ended up going way beyond that. Mm. And I think I always love the idea of people who are seniors being matched with, especially young people. And,
exactly.
You know, I've seen it with preschoolers.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think with teenagers, that would be an even more helpful idea, because, you know, sometimes the wisdom that even your parents may not have, it can be offered by people who have lived these long lives. And, you know, they need it, too. I think they need each other, and it's a beautiful thing.
And sometimes it's the same thing the parent's been saying, but it's just another voice.
That's right.
Suddenly
that's
the
right.
child hears, you know, and the parent goes, I've only been telling you that for 40 years, you know. What?
Exactly.
You know, but that's okay. It's all right. It doesn't matter, just so long as they get the message. About 40 seconds left here. Great story. A Marine vet, Semper Fi, who lost his leg in Afghanistan, he gets a mortgage-free home from the Gary Sinise Foundation, huh?
That's right. Josu Varen, he joined the Marines at 17, and, you know, he ended up being injured. And, you know, Gary Sinise is known for helping the military in every way that he can, and he's done it again. He's given him a mortgage-free home to this wounded veteran, and he's out there in California. And I think my husband actually used to be part of the Wounded Warriors program, and I think that's such a great cause.
Thank you, Sam.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated, try